enjoy.
You can say what you wanna say, do what you wanna do, go ahead and put me down, but baby, I'm still loving you, 'cause I still love you. Say now, well, baby, tell me, are you gonna love me? Say you love me, sugar mama, like you used to. Really, if you're gonna love me, sugar mama, hey, you love me like I wanted you to do. 'Cause I'm still in love with you. Well, I went down to Kentucky, and I stopped up to Tennessee. There was 1,400 women, they was in line to see me. Say, now, baby, are you gonna love me true too? Are you gonna love me like I wanted you to? Say, now, if you're gonna love me, sugar mama, hey, love me like I wanted you to, 'cause I'm still love you. Well, I went down to Kentucky, and I stopped through Tennessee. There was 1,400 women, they was in line to see me. Say, now, baby, are you gonna love me true too? Are you gonna love me, mama, like you used to? Say, if you're gonna love me, sugar mama, hey, you love me, baby, like I wanted you to. 'Cause I'm still in love with you.
Good afternoon. You've got Living Writers. I'm T. Hetzel, and today I'm so pleased to have Andre Williams here in the studio with me. Andre, welcome, and thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And so why did you choose that? That's one of your songs. Why did you choose that one to lead us off? You're a special guest here at WCBM.
Thank you.
Much feted and lauded here around these parts and everywhere. Thanks for coming in our fundraiser,
You're perfectly welcome.
Because I think you're going to make us sparkle. We'll be a little more dazzling with you around for this hour here at WCBN.
Thank you.
Andre, so you're visiting because you're currently on a book tour with your fictional debut.
Right.
And it's called Sweets and Other Stories. This is out by Kick Book. Miriam Linna, editor and publisher. The book just looks great. Did you love it when you saw it?
I went completely woo-woo. I mean, Miriam did such a fantastic job on that cover, man. The cover is just, by itself, is just fantastic. She did a great job on the whole project.
It looks almost like it's like this old school look to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It is definitely old school.
And on the back, if you're carrying this around town with you, like I've been, it says the top red band says good reading for the minions. And then jailbait is in huge letters. So before we go any further, Andre, I'm going to read your short bio.
Okay.
Here on the back of Sweets and Other Stories. Andre Williams was born in Bessemer, Alabama in 1936. He spent his teen years in Chicago, relocating to Detroit, Michigan after a stint in the Navy. He went into the entertainment field, recording many top hits, including Bacon Fat, Greasy Chicken, Jailbait, and Pulling Time for the legendary Fortune Records label. He earned the nickname Mr. Rhythm for the hundreds of classic masters that he has written, performed on, or produced. He continues to create music and make his home back in Chicago. Sweets is his first collection of fiction. So, Andre, you're used to touring, but you're used to touring with a band, and now it's with a book as well. you were in New York City, weren't you? That was the book's launch. What was that like?
That was fantastic. I mean, it was a total sellout. The first time, that was my first book signing, and I was totally in awe when I seen all of these sophisticated bourgeois sitting up in there, oh, and woo-woo over me. You know, it's generally...
Well-deserved woo-woo.
Well, you know, generally my crowd is the raunchy, let's do it, run about, kick them in the booty type people. And all of a sudden, here I am sitting in front of anti-smokers and the and the pro golfers and
you were in a church, right?
Because it was
St. Mark's,
sweepers,
wasn't it? Yeah.
And the church was packed, and they were all wearing sophisticated clothes. It was a new experience for me, and it was my first book reading, so I really didn't know how to go about it. So I just asked them, could I just come off the top of my head, as Andre Williams generally do. Lots of times it gets me in trouble, but that's generally my method of procedure. So here we are.
Yes, and even if they had said, well, obviously they agreed, but who could say no, right? You were going to do it anyway. Andre Williams way.
I was going to sneak it in, yes.
Can you tell us about, like, how did this book start? Because, of course, you've been writing songs and music, and you helped write Stevie Wonder's first hit.
Right.
And so, you've been writing songs, is it since 1950? Was that?
1955.
55,
mm-hmm.
And that was with Fortune Records.
Right.
Well, maybe let's start there instead. How did you get that break? Because you came, you were born in Alabama, then you spent some time in Chicago, went back to Alabama for a while, but then you decided to go to Detroit.
Well, what happened was I didn't want to, after I left the Navy, I didn't want to go back to Chicago. And one of my best friends who was in the Navy with me was from Detroit, and he invited me to come to Detroit and start my life anew. Plus, he had a gorgeous little sister that we wound up getting married. She was about 17, I think I was 19, and I eventually wound up staying there. So as a result, I wanted to be a policeman. I don't know.
Now, that's something else for Andre Williams to say.
I'm trying to tell you how my ambition was to be a policeman. I would never know how that came about. Anyway, the guy that gave me the police test didn't like me from Jump Street. Right from the beginning, he was a lieutenant on the police force. He didn't particularly care about me because I didn't care whether he cared or not, and he knew I didn't care. So that fell through. So I'm walking around Detroit, broke, no money, and I was kind of shamefaced with my friend supporting me. I went to a theater called the Warfield Theater. And a lady by the name of Miss Walfield owned the theater. And every Wednesday, she would have amateur shows. And people from all over the city would come on a Wednesday night and participate in the amateur show. So I decided I was going to the movie. I was very depressed. And I went to the theater. And I'm sitting in the theater. And I see this flash come across the screen. Amateur show at 10 o'clock. First prize, $25.
That's like a gold mine.
I'm telling you. So I say, now, I got to have this $25. Now, I got to figure out what can I do to win this $25. So I say, I'm going to write a song. So that was about 7:30. And and the amateur show started at 9:30. So that gave me 2 hours to come up with this song. So I'm thinking, what
your kind of, first song?
The first song. So I'm thinking and I'm thinking, and I said, I know what I'll do. I'll write a song that goes something like this. I'm a lone stranger from across the track. I got a pocket full of money and a Cadillac. Sang it, hi, yo, silver ride. And I sung that song and it won the first prize. So I won that $25. And if you win, you had a chance to come back the following week and participate for the $25 again. So I came back the second time. And I said, now I got to add something else on to the singing. So I decided I'd dance a little. So on the dance, on the front of the stage, they had a big orchestra pit. You know, where right at the end of the stage is the orchestra pit. And it was about 6 feet deep from the stage. So being Andre Williams, the genius that I am, I decided that I would jump from the stage into the middle of the aisle in the theater over the orchestra booth. And I got halfway in the air, and I decided I was not going to make it to the other side. Oh, I started flapping my wings and everything, but it didn't work. And I looked around, and I was in the middle of the air, in the middle of that orchestra booth, and I fell down in the middle of the orchestra booth, right on top of all of the musicians and the whole bit.
Which section did you land in? Was it the brass?
The drummer.
Was it, oh, the drummer. Oh,
I just landed right in his drums and the whole bit. So the lady there, her name was Miss Warfield. She said, this guy has got something.
Star potential, obviously.
Yeah. So she called Miss Warfield. She called Miss Brown, who was the president of Fortune Records. And she said, you got to come and see this guy. I mean, this guy comes up with something different every Wednesday. You know, he never ceased to amaze me. So you got to come down and see him. So Miss Brown came down to the Warfield Theater. This was the fifth week straight that I had won the show. And Miss Warfield seen me, and she signed me that night with Fortune Records. So that was the beginning. She had a group called the $5. No, they weren't named. They were named the El Matadors. And, of course, again, me being the genius that I am, I'd say, well, this name is not going to work in the big time. We got to come up with a name, a real good name. So she said, okay, that was the weekend. She said, okay, I'll give you guys over the weekend to come up with a name. Well, that weekend, we went to Chicago to audition for VJ Records. Because we had heard some bad stuff about Fortune Records, so we was just trying to cover all the bases. And Calvin Carter, who was the A&R man for VJ Records, he auditioned us. And he said, you got to come up with a tricky name. So he came up with the name, the $5.
And why was that tricky? Was it like what?
Well, because money.
Okay. You know, can't go wrong with that.
$5. How are you going to miss the dollars?
And it's a fundraiser. Yeah. Thanks, Andre.
There you go. So anyway, we bought the name, the $5, and we went back to Detroit. And we told Miss Brown about it. She said, that name sounds tricky, so we'll use that. So the next thing was to figure out what kind of song was we going to record. Well, me knowing that I wasn't the world's greatest singer, you know, always have known that and never proclaimed to be a great singer. I've always said I was an entertainer. This singer thing got tagged on to me by other people. So anyway, we were trying to figure out what kind of material were we going to come up with. Well, I thought about the trip down south that we went down to Memphis to audition to do a show at the Blues House, which was where all of the big artists, B.B. King and everybody, would sing on Beale Street. at this club. We went down there to audition for Clifford Brown. Yeah, his name was Clifford Brown, too. And he hired us on. He let us stay there. He gave us room and board. Didn't pay us. We just got room and board, and he fed us. And we stayed there for about 4 weeks. So on the way back to Chicago, I'm looking out the window, and I'm seeing all of these cotton pickers, you know, picking cotton. And I'm thinking, and I said, I got to come up with a song. And I'm looking at these cotton pickers. You're seeing some cotton pickers with the sacks on their backs. So I said, that's a song. And then it was, I was eating a bacon, egg, and tomato sandwich, which the bacon fat came from. So I put all that together. And when we got back to Chicago, I said, Miss Brown, I think I got an idea. Why don't we try to do a song with me talking? She said, oh, no, that's out of the question, Andre. We don't, you know, what is songs? A song. You're supposed to sing songs, Andre, not talk them. Well, it just happened that Ernie Durham, which was Ernie Durham, the biggest blues disc jockey in Detroit at the time, he was in the studio. And he heard me do Bacon Fat. And he said, Dorothy, if you record it, I'll play it. So, you know, it was hard to get people to play your record unless you had payola in the first place. And it was hard to get them to play a record, period, let alone play a talking record. And when he said he would play it, then Miss Brown immediately jumped right on it. And we recorded Bacon Fat.
And let's hear some of it, Andre. We'll take a short break, and okay. We'll be right back. Today, Andre Williams, his book, Sweets. Let's hear Bacon Fat.
Tennessee, all my friends was glad to see me. Seen some down by the railroad track, seen some cotton pickers with their sacks on their backs. They say, hey man, we're glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call Bacon Fat. It goes, oh, help yourself, young. Then you go. Oh, but the chicken was never like this. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I wanna holler, but the town's too small. Hey, messy. Now then I went down to see my local DJ. His name is Kane, he lived down Tennessee way. I said, hey man, what's this new kind of jump? Well, you wind up twice and then you end up with a bump. He said, dig daddy, this is a natural fact. It's a sweep in the south, that thing, the bacon fat. You go, oh, ham messes. Entertain the people, young'un. Oh, help yourself. Oh, have mercy. Oh, now play it good. Now play it good. Yes, but the chicken was never like this. Hamasi, young. Hamasi.
Welcome back. You've got Living Writers. I'm T. Hetzel, and today on the program, Andre Williams is here in the studio. Now I feel like the roar of the crowd. We should have a button for that, Andre. So, Andre, when we were at the break then, you were talking about one of the songs, and you just started singing, and I don't know. Do you want to finish that story you were telling me off mic?
Oh, you was asking me about, I think we were talking about Tijuana. How did I come up with the Tijuana? Well, the Clovis had made a song called, how did it go down in Mexicali? There's a cool little place that I know, Smokey Joe's Cafe. He wears a red bandana, cool piano in a honky tonk down in Mexico. That was where I got the idea of Bacon Fat from. That was from the Clovers.
Or Down in Tijuana.
That one? Okay. Right. That's where that came from.
Yeah, because it has that different... Yeah, it has that sort of south of the border border feel to
That's
it.
That's exactly where it came from.
Let's talk about this talking rather than singing thing.
Okay.
So when you did it, and you were going to do it anyway, right? No matter what they said.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So was this the first time it had ever been recorded in a song at Fortune Records or anywhere?
Well, actually... As far as my knowledge, that was the first talk record. But of course, the Clovis song was almost talking. He was singing it a little, but he was saying melodically, you know, but I was straight talking, poetically. And that's how that went. That was the first, I guess that was one of the first ever talking songs that ever, you know, clicked.
And so then you opened it up for other people to have that as well.
Oh, yeah.
And you have some poems in Sweets in your book, a few poems. Mm-hmm. And it seems like you feel like when you just said it's poetically, when you would speak poetically, and, mm-hmm. and songs are poems,
right.
Aren't they?
Well, that's where they originate from, yeah. Well, the songs that's here on Sweets, they were written for songs. But what happened was... We had to fill the book up, so we just took a whole bunch of songs and wrote them down and made poems out of them and put them in the back of the book. But I had structured those poems for songs, but since we needed to fill the book up because my stories were so quick, you know, I didn't write one of them big dictionary-type stories. Mine are quick and to the point.
Yeah, kind of like the man himself here, right?
Well, kind of like when you're having sex. You want to get it over with.
Over with?
Yeah, quick.
Okay. Well, that's the...
Did I say the wrong thing?
Nah. Okay. You can't say the wrong thing.
Okay.
Say whatever you want. And ask that it's a fundraiser, because
yeah, I also like
forgetting.
To... I'd also like to ask you people that's lucky enough to listen to us, come on and go in your pocket and, you know, that $7 that you were spending for cigarettes, skip a pack of cigarettes and throw it our way. Because these kids can use it. I see a couple of them look around here. They look like they had the same T-shirt on for 2 weeks. So I'm.
That's totally true.
Is it true?
That's Brian Delaney, our engineer, and you just heard him as DJ Blackout on the show before.
Okay. No, not.
He works at night.
Oh, well, this is not derogatory, but I'm just saying how soulful this station is, and how real these people are. That, you know, you people should go ahead in your back pocket and peel off one of those $5 or $10 and throw it in. I'm going to put $5 in instead of buying me one of them energy drinks.
Thank you, Andre.
I think I'll just donate it to the studio and skip the energy drink. Instead of having sex tonight, I think I'll just donate the $10 to the to the radio station and skip to six tonight.
The purse is growing. I think, and I also see that we've got callers on the line. So if you get a busy signal, please call us back.
I mean, call us. Look, people. Now, I know you people are I know you people have a lot to do, especially with this being this time of day. But take the time out. You know, you never realize your blessings never come from where you put them. Your blessings always come from unexpected places. So if you want to get blessed, go ahead and bless somebody else and see if it come back to you. These kids need help. And help them out, because they're giving me water instead of giving me a drink or some energy drinks or something.
We will see about getting you an energy drink. Is anyone out there listening can bring us also an energy drink as well as a donation?
And they feed me with cups of cold, clear water. Now, you know they need some money bad. So help them out, y'all. Come on in, help them out, and make a donation. That's all I got to say about that.
Thank you. Thank you, Andre. You should be listening to Andre Williams. Oh, my mom just called and made a pledge. Thank you, Sally Hetzel.
You mean, oh, man, we got mothers giving up money? Hey, that's some mothers don't generally do. Give up the paper.
It must be your sultry voice, Andre.
I don't know. Hello, darling. Put $5 more to it, sweetheart.
I think we're gonna play this on a loop, Andre, after you leave, I think. And I think if this will be you're our lucky charm. What was a moment that happened to you when you said your blessings never come from where you expect them? What's a moment like that for you, Andre?
Well, I never do something for something in return. When I do something, it's because either I want to date their mother, or I want to date their sister. There's an alternative motive involved when Andre Williams give up his precious time. So having said that, at the risk of saying something really dirty, I think I'll leave it right there.
Thanks, Andre. Because, you know, if we were on late at night, we could keep, you know, keep it rolling.
Well, I want to try to practice keeping it kind of clean, because that's not my forte. I'm not a very clean man, you know. No, I really.
Well, you're super sharp. And when you were saying you're at St. Mark's, when we were looking out at all the people who came to the reading and the book signing, I mean, you're super sharp. And style is something that's A1, right? You said, I think I read somewhere you said you decided ever since you saw Cab Calloway and how he was turned out.
I said, when I saw Cab Calloway in 1952, I said to myself, I'm going to be just like that guy. I'm going to wear them suits. And my father always said, Andre, always dress to your calls. Try to dress like what you're about. You know?
And what you're looking to.
Yeah. Because if you go in and ask somebody to make a contribution, you don't go in there wearing overalls, because they're going to give you what you look like. And that's even in a contribution. You want to look good so they'll contribute good. You know, if you've got overalls, they're going to give you $0.50. If you go in with $100 suit, then they might give you $10. So I just figured that I'd go the suit route.
And look the part.
And look the part.
Right.
And they'd be embarrassed handing me $1. Because I'll get that back to them. Hey, you know, I don't need this $1. You take it back.
However, WCBN will take $1.
Right.
If you'd like to call we will take that $1.
Well, they'll take it, but I'll tell you this. You're not going to get the blessing that you would have gotten if you only give $1. You have to give for what you want. So put yourself in the position of the people who needs it. How much would you want? How much would you need? How much would you expect or would appreciate somebody helping you out with? A dollar? Of course not. At least get enough to buy a pack of cigarettes or buy you a beer. You know, get the folks something. And you folks out there, if you can afford to listen to the radio this time of day, evidently you're not working, so you must be making money from somewhere because you have to make a living. So spend some of that money with us today. Call in and give us a little piece of your action.
Thank you, Andre Williams. Thank you. You are a superstar. And you are. And if you're listening on a podcast, hey, it's not too late.
True.
And so today, we're going to take a short break. Today, we've got Andre Williams here, as you know by now. His latest, his book, Sweets and Other Stories. We'll be right back.
I'm going down to Tijuana and have a good time. Down to Tijuana and drink a little wine. Down to Tijuana where everything's fine. Down to Tijuana and have a good time. I'm going down to Tijuana. We're gonna have a good time. Come on, baby, come with me. Mambo, baby, a chickadee. I don't care what you wanna do. We're gonna do what you wanna do. Down to Tijuana, we're gonna have a good time. I'm going down, 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 down. I'm going down to Tijuana. We're gonna have a good time. Come on, baby, come with me. Mambo, baby, a 1, 2, 3. You can mambo, a 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
You'll have a little drink with me. Down in Tijuana, we're gonna have a good time. What you wanna do down in Tijuana? We're gonna have a good time. I'm going down, 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 down,
down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down.
Welcome back. You've got Living Writers. I'm T. Hetzel. Today, Andre Williams is here. Andre Williams. I've got some good news for you, listeners. If you're with us, you know, you've been listening, you know it's our fundraiser.
Well, since my recent birthday, I decided to cut down a little on the dance. And
that's November 1st.
Right, but after the last one, you know, after my last birthday, in order to sing all these songs in one show, I have to kind of cut down on the singing.
Or the dancing.
On the dancing.
The dancing, okay.
Yeah, so I can save that energy, you know, to do the whole show. So I'm doing a little of all of it. A little of all. We got a pretty good mix.
Well, Andre, can you tell us a little bit about what was the beginning of Sweets and Other Stories? How did this project start? Because you've always been writing and writing songs, writing poems. So how did the fiction start? Ooh. Ooh, we've got an energy drink delivery. Thank you. Thank you.
Well,
nothing but the blues.
Now, where are we at now? Let's take me back.
Okay. How did this start with you've been writing songs and poems your entire life? So how did Sweets come into be? Why did you decide to start writing some fiction?
Well, actually,
and is it really fiction?
Well, no. it's the colored up truth. But in order to disguise names, places, and things, I had to do a little coloring on it and add some, you know, some different type things to, so it wouldn't just tell on people. But there actually was a Sweets.
That's what I was going to ask you, because the book is dedicated to Sweets.
She actually was a young girl who became a drug entrepreneur. She became a drug dealer.
She was like a czar.
She was a czar, and she wasn't 5 feet tall. She was a little short, little scrumpy, scrappy little thing. She learned from a professional drug dealer, and what else? She got me hooked. And I used to go to her to get drugs on credit. That's why I loved her so much, because I didn't have to have money all the time to get my drugs.
And so that was in Chicago, Andre?
Yes.
So it's placed in Chicago, because that's the setting of the story, too.
Yeah.
When you mentioned, like when we were joking and you said, well, I'm trying to be clean. Is that what you mean? What did you mean by that? Because I sort of took it to the style direction.
No, the clean meant that I'm drug free, you know, since I realized that I wasn't going nowhere fast, and that life was catching up with me, and how can I say this without being dirty? My sex consumption have decreased. How did that sound?
Sounds that's a good way to put it. Well, but hopefully there's been a turnaround.
No, well, I mean, you know,
we don't have to talk about this on the air.
Well, actually, like the older you get, the more, you know, the more you're not as aggressive as you used to be, which I'm not anymore. I'm more after money now, you know, than I am after sex.
But always the music, right? Always the music.
Yeah, before it was like sex first, money second. But now, yeah, do without the sex. If I get $100 bill, I'll take the $100 bill rather than a piece of AAAA.
So, and you know, and while we're at it, call and donate a $100 bill, maybe to 100. You've got Andre Williams here. He's already given you many reasons why you should call us here at the station. So, Sweets, I thought it was interesting reading the book, Andre, that your main character, Sweets.
All right, let me cut in on you.
Oh,
all right, DC Harbold just donated $20.
Woohoo!
Now, what I want to say to you, my friend, is I hope that the rest of this week be nothing but positive for you, because you have done a positive thing, and I hope you have nothing but good luck from now until next Wednesday. No, I won't put a date on it.
You're like our angel, Andre, our guardian angel.
Well,
here. Beneficent.
You know, I'm just so thankful for you guys having me on your show, because, you know, this is a privilege. As well as it is a financial opportunity. You know, I told you I'm all about the money now. With people hearing all of this, I think it's going to bode well with me, so yeah, I'm all for it.
Well, it's an absolute honor having you here.
And if
some of the other outcomes are financial, all the better.
Well, I'm sure they are. Yeah, I mean, here's the the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
That's right. That's right.
And D.C. Harbold right now is at the top of my list as of good guys.
That's great. That's great. Well, you know what I thought was great in your book that people can also pick up a copy of, let's see, Saturday at Book Beat in Oak Park, and then here Sunday at Cafe Ambrosia in town. Sweets, the main character, and then your narrator for the other main story. They're both, Andre, they're both women. And so I thought it was interesting that that's how you chose to write. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because your songs and your music, very racy, very, I would say, male. And then here in the fiction, the stories are being concentrated on the females.
Okay. My answer to that is, the older you get, the more apologetic you become. And I'm apologizing to all of the women and trying to build their self-esteem up. So I'm catering to the women now. Instead of putting them down, I'm building them up. Because I think women are the greatest thing that walk the face of the earth. I didn't feel that way a couple of years ago, when I thought I was the great Masaharahaha. But now, as I got older and realized that I'm not the only person walking on this God green earth, that there's other people walking on this earth too, and that this is a sharing process, I decided that I'd write to what's most interesting. And what can you think of would be more interesting than women? I mean, I think women are the most interesting subjects in the world. Can you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
I mean, what would the world be without her sweets? You know, this girl suffered. She had six brothers that was killed in one night. They all, six of them, were members of the Black Panthers. And they all got killed all at one time. On top of that, she had twins at a young age. She got pregnant. Her mother was anti-drugs and anti-unmarried women having babies. So her mother kicked her out of the house. It just happened that the guy that got her pregnant was a big-time drug dealer. And she had to go to him in order to seek some kind of shelter. You know, I mean, she's pregnant. Her mother kicked out the house. She had nobody to turn to but this guy. And when this guy got her an apartment and a place to stay, he gets killed by another rival drug gang. So there she was again, out in the cold. I mean, it was just on and on and on and on circumstances that kept her in dire straits. So after she had made up her mind that she had to make a living, she decided that she'd go for the only thing she knew. And that was what her boyfriend taught her, and that was how to sell drugs. So she just thought she'd figure out a new approach to selling drugs, so she came up with this scheme. And that's where it came from.
Where did you write this,
In
Andre?
Rehab.
And
I was in rehab. I had nothing to do, and I had to find something to do, or I wasn't going to stay in rehab. So the lady suggested that, Marion suggested, that I write some stories. Something to kill time. And I started on the story, and I was trying to figure out what could I write about. There's so much that I could write about. I had to figure out, well, what could be my what do they call your first time doing something?
Your debut.
Yeah. I decided, what would be a perfect Andre Williams debut? And I say, women. Of course, women. I mean, what better debut can you have? So
can't think of one.
I'm sure you can't. So what happened was my friend called me up. I had been in rehab about a month. And he said, how you doing, Andre, in the rehab? I said, I'm doing all right, but I'm getting ready to get the hell out of here because I'm getting bored. I got nothing to do. So I'm getting ready to, you know, this is getting bored, this rehab thing. I ain't got no drugs and no women, and I'm sitting in this place all by myself, pulling my pud. I guess y'all know what pulling your pud mean. You guys know what pulling your pud means.
And I think I just got it, too.
You get it?
You're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor and Andre Williams.
So what happened was I just decided that I would write a book. She came up, said, Andre, why don't you write a book while you ain't doing nothing? Maybe that'll keep you interested and keep you in the rehab.
And this is Miriam Linna.
Yeah, this was Miriam. Yeah. Then I decided, okay, I'll try it. And she said, I'll give you $200 a week for five pages every week. You send me five pages, and I'll send you a check every Monday. Well, I was all the way down for that.
Ever since the Warfield.
Yes, sir.
Theater.
I said, here we go again.
Right.
So I went and started writing five pages, and every Friday I'd put it in the mail, and every Monday for the whole time that I was in rehab, I'd get the check. And then when she finished it, she said, Andre, this is going to be a great book. I said, you really think so? She said, I know so. And that's how it started. And she put the book together.
And so Andre, it sounds like that was a way of, writing was a way back to some yourself. Like at the time you could have maybe gone back. It sounded like you were bored and you're like, let's, or whatever it is, some action. But this was, now it sounds like you said, I'm clean. That's what I want to be.
Right.
And so was the writing some way back to, I don't know. Like
it was the bridge. It was the bridge over troubled waters. You know, it brought me back to reality. And the longer I stayed there, the more I wanted to get out of that mess and see some life. You know, because I thought I was really living the life. But I didn't realize what life really was until I got sober.
So what do you mean?
I'm getting money now. It used to be I'd go to bed, when I wake up every morning, I'd be broke. Now I wake up, I have a few dollars in my pocket. I got a few Christian girlfriends.
Ooh.
Nothing like a Christian girlfriend, boy. I tell you. Fellas, get yourself a Christian girl and you'll really be getting a hold of something. Trust me. No, I'm just kidding.
And don't forget to give to WCBN-FM.
And don't forget to give to 8803.3. But stay away from the jailbait, fellas. Stay away from the jailbait.
This is good. Some good advice coming at you from Andre Williams.
Absolutely.
Has it always been like that for music? Because when we started off the program, it sounded like it just happened by accident. Because there was that sign at the theater that flashed on, and you thought, I can get this $25. I can win. What did it become like, the music and the songwriting? Because basically, that's your whole life so far. Right. You've been involved in some way with
shape,
music,
form, or fashion. Yeah. Well, I'm a firm believer that you do nothing by accident. You know, tomorrow is not by accident. Whatever happens tomorrow is something that you did today that's going to shape tomorrow up, I believe. You know, I mean, I'm just coming to all of these fantastic conclusions over the last 2 years. But that's just my belief. You know, anything that you do today is going to come back at you in some shape, form, or fashion. I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a mind-boggling story about that. I met a girl in Miami, and I was dating her for about 4 months. And finally, I asked her to pop the big question. And when I popped the big question to her, I got the surprise of my life.
How's that?
She was a stud. She was a man.
Oh, that is surprising. I did not see that coming.
I was totally shocked. I mean,
wait, but she was the love of your life at the moment?
No, I
Andre?
Mean, I was sold on her. You know, I say, this is going to be my piece. I had planned a lot of things ahead. But when that night came and I found out that she was a man, that's when I started realizing what life was all about. That life is full of surprises. That life is full of surprises. And the more you search for them surprises, the more you're going to find them. So it's best don't go searching.
Well, have you been searching, though, Andre? Because
no.
It seems like so many amazing things so far. And you said you get what's coming to you in some ways. So,
well, what I mean by that is that goes back to D.C. Harbold. That $20 that he's donating, he's going to get that back in so many different ways that I can't imagine what it's going to be, and probably he can't even imagine. But some kind of way, shape, form, or fashion, that $20 is going to come back to him. Mm-hmm. That is an investment in humanity.
But will you? Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
And that's what it seems like.
That's a well-spent $20.
And that seems like what your music, like when it's out there in the world, is contributing. It's like an investment in humanity.
Absolutely. That's the way I feel. All of my songs are telling the truth. In some kind of shape, form, or fashion, I'm either telling on somebody or telling about somebody. And it's something that has occurred. You know, it's a piece of life.
And sometimes you're telling on yourself, it seems like.
All the time I'm telling on myself. Or something that I seen or something that I did. You know, that's why I'm not doing very much anymore.
You know. I can see the halo, Andre.
Oh, it's definitely circling around. No question.
Yes. Thanks so much for being here today.
You're perfectly welcome.
This has just been, it's just a great hour with you. Thank you.
You know, having said that, back when I was working for Motown and was living in Detroit, I held Ann Arbor in the highest of esteem. Because I thought that's where all your geniuses came from. I mean, seriously. I thought this was a place to where, this is to where they grow scientists. You know, this is, if I was going to go to college, it would have been Ann Arbor. You know, even though I had never been here at the time, but I had heard about Ann Arbor years and years ago. You know, this is the place to be. You know, and then when I finally start coming here and meeting people and doing things around here, I found out that I was not disappointed. This is a great little town.
And you said that you were here and you were playing at the Blind Pig, too. Yeah.
And I was younger then. I was dating a few older seniors. They were younger than me, but I've always been a juvenile robber. I've always liked them younger than me. Up until here recently.
With the
88.3 is still jailbait. And it is jailbait. don't forget to pick up my perfume.
Perfume?
I got a brand new perfume line out, and it will be on display, and it will be available. It was called Sweets.
Oh, great.
But there was a company in Wisconsin that had a perfume out called Sweets. So we had to we're using the same cover, but we changed it to Humpin', Bumpin', and Thumpin' perfume.
Now that's, that's genius.
That's what we're going to be selling, the Humpin', Bumpin', and Thumpin' perfume and the Sweets book.
Andre, just come back, please, whenever you're in town. Will you just think of us?
You got my cell number.
Okay.
So just call me. I'll get your engineer to call me.
Okay.
Or the station manager.
Okay.
Anybody to represent you guys, just hit me up.
And then maybe we just, even if you're at home in Chicago, we can pipe you in, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That'll be
just
wonderful.
Call me. Y'all have become my favorite people. One of my favorite people. And D.C., you my man. Thank you very much for building me up by donating the $20.
Thanks for listening. Thank you, Andre Williams.
Thank you.
And thanks, please, give to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. You've got Living Writers. I'm T. Hetzel. Until next time.
I'm running. Yes, before it's too late. Trying to get away from that jailbait. It's a rough temptation, but a common invitation and a good association. But a quick elimination that will take you out of circulation. Yes, I'm talking about that younger generation. So take my advice, fellas. For goodness sake. 15, 16, 17, that's jailbait. Now they swear that they're in love. That you and her are by stars above. And she's looking mighty good. Just like a young girl should. We try to tell you no, and let that young girl go. But you know it all. You have yourself a ball. And now that it is too late, as you look from cell number 8, I tried to tell your mate. Seventeen and a half is still jailbait. So tomorrow's the date for the trial of jailbait. And this you watch and see. The young girl will go free, and you'll get 1 to 3. So out the door she walks. To another man she talks. Before you can count from 1 to 8, another man in for jailbait.
Please, Mr. Judge, if you just let me go this time, I ain't gonna mess with them young girls no more. I swear I ain't gonna bother no more, Mr. Judge. I ain't gonna bother none 15. I ain't gonna bother none 16. I ain't gonna bother none 17. I ain't gonna mess with none 18. I'ma leave that 20 old ones alone too. I'ma get my girl about 42. If you just believe what I say, let me go, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge, I ain't gonna bother young girls no more. Give me a break, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge.
Sassafras Root Mayhem. This is the Sexual Pantalones, and you're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
Well, it's time for the drive time pre-party polka show. Although it's pretty much going to be just a full hour of polka and related material. And I just came across what I think is the first Brave Combo album called Music for Squares. It was on their own label called Four Dots Records out of Denton, Texas, and that's where they're from. So, for the first 20 minutes or so, that's what we'll listen to. We're going to start with a song called Peanut. It's just labeled on the album as a polka. Then we're going to hear When You Walk in the Room, labeled as rock. I Gotta Know, labeled as a rumba, and we'll go from there. Ladies and gentlemen, Brave Combo from 1981 on WCBN FM Ann Arbor.